I think I'll go again. Please, it'd be good if someone else could ask a question. We only get one chance a year, so... just a question on a lot of our revenues coming from obviously the various satellite funds, and I ask this one at Macquarie every year as well. It's the risk of being removed as manager, that somehow someone will come along, a bit like we did to Lendlease, and run some sort of campaign or program to remove us as manager of, you know, wind, environment, capital, infrastructure, etc. How secure do you think we are in terms of our long-term management rights in the various funds? Because it is, I guess, a part of the risk that anyone takes buying shares in Babcock and Brown. I mean, I'm a shareholder in three of the satellites. I sit there and look at some of the large fees, and wearing those hats, I sometimes say, you know, geez, they take another $17.5 million out of wind. If I was a big shareholder, I'd be minded to do something about it. So the question is, how secure are we from someone coming along and trying to do that to us and removing one of our very lucrative fee income streams?
What answer did Alan Moss give to this question?
David Clark says that anyone can sack us any time. We rely on our performance.
That sounds like a good answer. I think what I would say is, along those lines, that the greatest security that I think we have in any of our funds will be the quantum of performance fees that we achieve. If we're getting substantial performance fees, that means that the fund investors are getting significant outperformance compared with comparative investments. And in that world, it's very rare that people get dissatisfied with management, whether it be internal or external. And I think while you, Stephen, may be one of those people that looks at their investment based on how much other people are getting, I think the majority of investors actually look at their investment based on how much they're getting. And if they're doing really well, they're usually very happy. And I think that if we can keep up performance, and as we showed on that table earlier, that absolute performance since listing of all our funds, with the clear exception at this point of Babcock and Brown Capital, but we do have a view that the Aircom deal is a very attractive transaction for Babcock and Brown Capital investors. While we can maintain that sort of performance, while we stick to our policy of not recommending acquisitions to the funds that we don't believe are accretive, that we stick to our policy of when we do raise capital, we raise it for accretive investments, and to date we have never raised capital in one of our funds at a price below which the capital had been previously raised. And we expect that particular position to continue as well. So as long as we can keep up that performance for the fund investors, we co-invest in those funds. We have significant investment in the funds. A lot of us at this table have significant investment in those funds, and a lot of the executives that are out on the floor or otherwise working on transactions around the world also have significant of their own money in those funds.